All right, then read the first name on the stack.
Here's Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
I support no discussion on the report, the committee reports. We have done that already. I think that's taken care of. I do think we need a proposal in front of us for fee waivers before we go there, and we don't have a motion to that effect. I would like to suggest that we have a time limit on that discussion as well. I think that can be handled fairly quickly with the once we have a motion in front of us. And I think we need to have a motion on fee waivers. We need to address it. We need to vote on it, or we're abrogating our responsibility. Eva told us very clearly it has to be done today. That's a responsibility of this LSB to address that issue. I think we have to address it. That's our job.
Okay. Now, let me remind you that the motion is that we go to... your motion was that we go to vote on the committee report.
Right, right. Without discussion.
Okay. That, yeah, without discussion. Right. So let's just focus on that motion, which was seconded.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I think it was without discussion of anything
no,
after that.
No, not committee report.
Okay.
That's what we...
Okay. Next on the stack.
Is me, but I'll give it to Madeline who goes first.
Yes, I was going to... I agree with Madeline, but... I think we were discussing fee waivers, and there were so many different opinions. We could come up with a motion, but I don't think we should have anything.
Okay.
Okay, we're just talking about finance.
Yeah.
But I mean, as long as I have the floor for sure.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm very cautionary about the waiver.
Yeah.
I mean, we could come up with something and then leave it. Yeah.
Okay, I will take myself
on it.
I suggest that we finish with these votes and discuss the fee waivers.
Okay, next on the stack.
Is Madeline again?
No.
Israel.
So the finance, is this finance?
No, the motion is that we vote on finance and all of the committee motions that we discussed earlier without further debate.
Starting with finance.
Yes.
Starting, but not including fee waivers.
Right.
I think we're in a very ticklish situation, and ticklish not in terms of funny, in the sense of more difficult. I don't feel well about us trying to do this now. Once again, I say, if it isn't urgent, I mean literally urgent, verifiable, non-contradictory today, and especially on the fee waiver thing, I don't see the desirability.
Okay, thank you.
Despite the good argument that I accept for why we're spinning our wheels and wasting our time, no one feels that strong than I do.
Okay.
But we're not going to undo that by rushing to judgment at this moment, in my opinion. In the absence of a compelling urgency, I don't see it.
Okay, the question has been called, but was there a second?
I second.
It's been moved. The question has been moved and seconded. This is just to end debate and vote on Niall's motion. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It does not include outreach either.
Those opposed to calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, wait a moment. Actually, calling the question must pass by 2/3. I believe this fails. How many voted yes?
7.
Seven voted yes, and 4 voted no. Is that 2/3 of the...
No.
13.
No.
10-9.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the motion... The call of the question failed, so we're still looking at Niall's motion. Okay. Who's next on the stack?
Jim and then David.
Okay, Jim?
Okay. I raised my hand for a point of information, but I wanted to also say something. When she said the committee reports, is she specifically referring to finance, structure, and outreach? Are those the three committees that we're going to be voting on?
Yes.
Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
Okay, fine. All right. On the whole fee waiver thing, if we don't vote on that today, if we don't get that resolved today, to me, it's just as bad as what happened the first time around. okay, when someone whose name I won't mention reportedly went into court and got it taken out surreptitiously. If we don't vote on that today, it's not going to get acted on this year. Okay? So that's, to me, that's like a way of dodging a thing for another year. Okay? And that'll be 2 years in a row that the issue has been dodged effectively. Because there's no way, even if we have this meeting on August 19th, that the management can go ahead and assemble all the letters, get them all out.
Do you want to make a motion?
And get them. No, I'm speaking to the issue.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I think we have to go ahead and put that on the agenda for today. Yeah, for that reason.
Thank you. David?
Yeah, the. I'm opposed to the idea of voting without comment because a couple of things that were said that I think are not true and would bias the board as to A, the content of the motions, and B, the charges of the committee, and I would like the opportunity to respond to them when appropriate.
But didn't that go down?
Excuse me, one moment. David still has the floor.
We had approved that there would be the opportunity to yes or no. Niall's motion is now to overrule what a much larger group of people agreed to, and I'm opposed to that.
But her motion was defeated, no, sir?
No, just the call for the question on her motion was defeated.
And I want to raise in that regard that, again, while formally seven people can, do business according to our bylaws, the point has been raised about race. I note that the bulk of the people of color on this board are not present. Not hearing any comment. Well, that's not true. There was a period when several more were. But the most important thing for me is if something doesn't receive seven votes because a large number of people who would have voted for it aren't here, then what is the status of it? Does that mean that the motion is defeated? That's my problem. It doesn't matter if seven people vote yes, but in that nether region where it might have been approved otherwise, you're still dealing with, okay, now you've turned down something that might have majority support of the board. Why? Because we're trying to do business with most of the people on the board not here, and I think that we should wait. The issue of fee waivers, I'm willing to talk about that as a separate matter, and I actually happen to think there's a way of both letting the station, because Eva said it takes a week to prepare stuff, and that's why. Sorry, Tom.
That's why what?
Is there okay, anyone else on the staff?
Yes, me. I need to point of clarification about that, about the fee waivers.
This has only to do with Niall's motion, which has nothing to do with fee waivers.
Okay,
right?
Committee report.
That's right.
Committee
and,
report.
And it appears as though we're ready to vote on Niall's motion because I see no further hands up. No one else is on the stack.
No.
In the absence of anyone wishing to speak, we can bypass the question and go right to a vote. Is everyone clear on what you're voting on? Niall's motion?
We have to check that. Are you clear about it?
You want to?
Niall's motion is to close debate on the items that are under consideration.
From the committees?
Right.
Yeah.
From the committees.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed? 1.
Oh, I'm not mad.
Okay. Abstentions? 1.
2.
Oh, excuse me. 2.
Lack of knowledge.
Okay. 2. 3. Okay, so we can go now. Let's look at them and in order. 1 is finance. Is there clarity around what this motion is? I have to tell people I can stay for about another 10 minutes. Someone else can chair, but I've been here since before 12, so I've been here over 6 hours now, and I have an obligation tonight. I can't sidestep. Is there anyone who needs any clarity on the finance report, or is there clarity on what that report is? I think there should be clarity because we actually ended debate on it before public comment. Yes?
I, strangely enough, being on the finance committee, still am not clear now that we brought up the outreach situation and the outreach not being on the Harrison and Deeds Committee, not being on the contingency thing, is it still not on the contingency thing?
No, it is.
It is on it. Okay, never mind.
Is that everyone, is that the understanding of the Finance Committee? David made the report. Is that your understanding as well?
There's still no money budget.
Okay. Pardon me?
There's still no money budget for it.
Yeah.
No money budget.
Okay. Seeing no interest, in fact, we have no, we have ruled that we will not have to meet. We can move right to the vote on the motion. Those in favor of the Finance Committee motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? 1. It passes. Next committee report. Would that be structure?
Or outreach?
Outreach.
Or outreach, rather, right. Is there clarity on outreach? The proposal as
we
it was
finalized. Read it again for Jan. She was not here for this.
You have it? You have it? It's right there. It's just right there.
Okay, let me just read it quickly. What does it mean?
Well, maybe it would be better if Terry could read it to us.
Okay, everybody can hear.
Then everybody can hear.
Terry, do you want to do that?
Whereas the KPFK local station board has instructed the newly formed committees to meet to define their duties, and whereas an increased and diverse listenership will forward the Pacifica mission as well as the viability of the station, and whereas the outreach committee has begun to identify initial activities to begin fulfilling its charge, therefore be it resolved that the KPFK outreach committee be responsible for the following activities. 1. Identifying methods for increasing station listenership, membership, and involvement, with a special emphasis on reaching out to a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, languages, nationalities, classes, genders, sexual orientations, ages, and disabilities.
Abilities.
And 2. Help KPFK build collaborative relations with organizations, especially the underrepresented of the groups listed above, working for similar purposes. And 3, in conjunction with station management and the KPFK volunteer coordinator, identify a diverse pool of individuals and community groups to volunteer in the implementation and operation of various station events and activities. And 4, work in concert with various other KPFK committees to do outreach around the Pacifica mission. And 5, concerning outreach, report and recommend to the LSB as circumstances require. And be it further resolved that the KPFK LSB may assign additional activities and issues to which the committee shall respond and advise as requested.
All right, we can move directly to a vote. Those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? Abstentions? 1. That passes. Now I believe it is
structure.
Structure. Is there any needed clarity over structure?
Yeah. Are we dividing it into four parts?
Well, that's up to the body.
Yes.
Up to the body.
It was, wasn't it, Terrence?
It was already divided.
It was divided into four parts. Would you do part one?
Terry, how come it says 5 if it's 4?
Because 5 is mooted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. No,
because 5 is what?
We already moved. That was the LSB schedule.
All right, fine.
Resolved that committees bring policy recommendations and a general implementation plan to the LSB for approval. If approved, committees are empowered to fulfill the plans. Further resolved, that potential voting members may be nominated by the committee or the LSB, but must be elected by the LSB.
The agreement is no discussion or debate, so we can go right to a vote. Those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstentions? 1-2. Just a quick question here. I may reflect real ignorance by asking this.
Why worry about that?
Well, at this point,
everybody else, we all have the same question.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
It did not pass. That's the question.
No, I know it did not pass.
Why?
But the only question I have is, would this need to be taken, because it was not defeated by 7 votes, there's no question that this needs to be reintroduced to the full board. Is there?
No.
David?
My understanding is that the motion did not pass.
Did not pass.
It did not receive 7 votes. That means it did not pass.
It did not pass. Therefore, if you're...
That's why I objected to holding the votes.
That's right. No, I understand why we're holding the votes. I mean, I didn't mean to irritate you.
No. I'm irritated by the fact that we're voting.
He's irritated.
Yeah.
Not by you guys. You never irritate me. I irritate
right.
you.
Okay.
No, I just...
Oh, I irritate everybody, but let's move on.
No, that's right. The only reason I raised that is if there were board members who wanted to reconsider, because there are Robert's Rules of Order.
That could be reconsidered, but it wouldn't be in the... I don't know if it can be reconsidered.
Okay. Number 2. Go ahead. Number 2.
Resolve that the LSB form a Contracts and Policies Committee that will review and recommend policies and procedures related to the workplace that are not covered by the union contract, including but not limited to temporary and volunteer staff.
Point of order.
Point of order.
We substituted that there shall be a Contracts and Policies Committee. We did the additional language in there was not part of the substitute.
Did you accept, Terry?
Okay, you're saying that...
No, we substituted.
That the amendment that passed ended... The substitute is that
there shall be a contract...
And policies committee? Period.
Okay, there's no need for clarification. Those in favor of this motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4... Let me see, did I get that right? 1, 4. 2, 3, 4, yeah. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstentions? It fails. One abstention. It fails. Number 3.
Resolved that a standing advisory committee shall be established to be named the Committee on the Arts. That the initial membership of the committee shall be 5 LSB members elected by STV. That the convener of the first meeting shall be the member receiving the most votes. And that the duties of this committee shall include A. To explore and make recommendations to the LSB in order to provide an outlet for the creative talents of the community.
Which is part of the mission statement.
There's no need for clarification. Those in favor of this motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 0. Abstentions? 1.
You're so unpredictable.
Since
there may be members who may want to reconsider questions that when we return, I would like to ask that these be roll call votes.
Okay, which ones are you asking to be roll call?
All of them.
Going back?
No, from here.
From here on.
I'm sorry,
he's asking for roll call votes, but not retroactively, you're saying, from this point on. Would you read number 4? Incidentally, is there any objection to that?
Oh, I'd like to go back and make them all roll call.
Well, no, I'm asking, is there any objection to David's proposal that they be roll call from here on in?
No.
All right. Would you read number 4?
Resolved that the duties of the KPFK LSB Structure Committee shall include A. To develop and recommend processes for the functioning of the LSB and its committees, including but not limited to matters related to committee membership, meeting times, meeting locations, and other procedures. B. To recommend the establishment of committees and draft appropriate language for consideration by the LSB upon the request of any LSB member. And C. to perform other such related tasks as the LSB may assign and to report and recommend to the LSB as circumstances require.
Is this divided at all?
No. No, this is one of four, but this stands on its own merits.
The second line? Can we divide it?
I make a motion to divide it.
Okay, make a concrete motion. Do you have the wording? You have to make a concrete motion.
I make a motion to divide number four into sections, so there would be the first part, and then B would be a second part, C would be a third part, so that we could vote on these all individually.
Is there a problem with dividing and dividing first?
I have no idea.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to facilitate this. I'm going to ask, is there a possibility of unanimous consent? Is there any objection to dividing A, B, and C? If there's no objection, oh, there is.
So what are we going to bring back to the board if we've divided all this among ourselves?
We are the board, well, we are.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in other words, the reason I'm suggesting is because I think that some people may, for instance, approve number C but not B. So at least the structure committee could have some tasks allocated to it between now and, you know.
We're running out of time, so is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? I think it's pretty clear.
Right.
The motion is to separate this into A, B, and C. So I move them second, and if there's no discussion, we'll bypass the question and go to a vote. How many are in favor of separating this into A, B, and C? Raise your hands. Okay. Okay. One, two. Okay. Who's opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. Abstention. You have the franchise. It fails. So let's go to the whole item. Let's go to a roll call. Yes. Now,
I've got the names all written down.
Oh, good. So that would help you. Would that help?
I have.
You have. Okay.
Unless someone else has left. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
That's Grace Aaron. Yes. Dave Adelson.
I'm sorry, abstain, I'm lost. What are we writing?
We're structure committee.
Oh, what is it, number four? Yes.
Dave Adelson, yes. Maria is gone?
Yes.
Okay, left. Jim DiEugenio.
No.
Jim, no. Niall Elwardani.
No.
Niall, no. Israel Foyer.
Abstain.
Israel, abstain. Terry Goodman, yes. Jane Halloran,
no.
Jane Halloran, no. Leslie Radford,
no.
Leslie, no.
Why'd you skip Jim?
Who did I skip?
Jan Goodman.
In alphabetical.
Ah, because I didn't mark her because she was late. Jan Goodman,
no.
Jan Goodman, no. Madeline Schwab,
yes.
Madeline Schwab, yes. Harrison Weil,
no.
Harrison Weil, no. One, two, three. That's four yes. Four, five, no. And
Leslie, did he call your name?
One abstention.
Oh, okay.
Okay, motion
fails.
Motion fails. Okay, that takes care of the committee report. Now, I think the body itself should choose a chair. As I say, I've been here now 6.5 hours, and I have an obligation.
Is there anyone we can bribe to this?
Is there someone who would be willing? I'm going to nominate Grace Aarons to chair the section on fee waivers. If I don't get to this appointment,
Mike. Me too.
Yeah.
Grace, what
did
I have against you?
You said Madeline. Oh, Madeline. I'm actually chair of my meeting today. I'm fine. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you only have to say it. The LSB, KPSK, Would it be a good idea to have fee waivers, and would you like to take out the details with you? I think that's okay. Let's have a
point
of
order.
First of all, before we even consider concocting a motion to argue about, let's have a 5-minute discussion.
Point of order.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Did you read the motion that granted committees the right to bring forward any resolution they care to bring forward?
Oh, good point.
That was part of the motion.
That was added.
That was added by the body. Like to vote that?
Yeah, that's another structure committee item that I missed.
Okay.
You mean five? The difference in wording, in other words.
And
no,
that's not part of this.
It was my amendment to pass.
And
the amendment was that any committee may bring forth resolutions on any item it considers within its purview.
Resolve that. Resolve that LSB committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope.
Call the question.
Okay. Good.
Anyone,
we're
going to
do a roll call vote. Terry, are you ready for that?
Yes.
Oh.
And this is
Jay Davidson?
Because you're not voting.
Right.
Dave Adelson.
Please come back to me.
Okay. Jim DeEugenio.
I'll abstain on that.
Jim abstain. Niall Elwardani.
Abstain.
Niall abstains. Israel Foyer.
Abstain.
Israel abstains. He abstains with. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan votes no. Terry Goodman. Terry votes yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
Jane Halloran votes no. Leslie Radford.
No.
Leslie votes no. Madeline Schwab. Madeline abstains. Harrison Weil.
No.
Harrison votes no.
Abstention.
David Adelson.
No.
David votes no. There was only one yes for that particular motion.
We have to vote on the prevailing side to move to reconsider.
It
we will reconsider this and pass on reconsideration.
All right. Now.
And by the way, that cuts the other way. You can vote yes if you want no if it's in the past 7 and you can. So we'll just reconsider it.
Okay. Now, raise your hand. I'm just
going
to take a straw poll. Raise your hand if you're willing to have 5 or 10 minute discussion on fee waivers.
Five?
Okay.
Where?
So. All right,
Jim, discussion about fee waivers.
Madam Chair, I move we dissolve into committee of the whole to discuss fee waivers under informal consideration.
I second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor of that?
That includes the public. It's a committee.
Wait a minute. That's only two people.
Oh. Wait a second. We
can't.
Roll call vote.
Four.
All right. Is there any discussion about this?
Yeah.
No. Not. Okay.
There's discussion. At this point. It is clear we're not going to pass a motion. Whatever discussion we're going to make, whatever point anybody's going to make right now, they're going to make again when there's a larger group of us to make them. And I just think that we have just dissolved into a nothingness at this point, and we should just adjourn the meeting.
Okay, Dave, and then Madeline.
Yeah, and then Niall. I don't agree with Jen at all. I think we've just done this. I think the whole point was to get to the three waivers because that's imperative to take care of today. Our GM told us that. It's a matter of time. We're pressed. Madeline?
I didn't see Dave's hand. Dave, were you raising your hand up? Sorry.
Yeah, according to Eva, one of the issues of the time urgency is that they
can prepare
the mailing. So I don't see why we couldn't just ask them to prepare the mailing and then consider the question of the fee waiver at the time.
It has to be done the other way according to the election supervisor. And she can say you have to first make some proposal to the election.
I was suggesting that we ask the station to please prepare, do the work to prepare for such a mailing so that when we approve it, that mailing, when it gets approved and goes through the process. According to what Harrison presented us with information that it was only less than 20 people. Eva contradicts that. She said thousands. And she doesn't have an exact number. I don't understand this issue. I don't know what's going on. I want to know what's going on before I vote, but I fully understand the need to do something in time. So I would suggest that our motion be of the form that we request the station prepare to do it in the event it's proposed.
All right. I'd like to choose.
And the time deadline is something like September 20th. So the by which this has to be
I'd
done.
Like to give you
I don't know the exact details, but
a little bit of information about what you just said.
David.
Okay, just a second. A little bit of information for you to digest about what Eva said. Bill DiEugenio and myself talked with Eva about this. The way she got the number of thousands is this. A letter would go out to people who sent in money in the past, KPFK, that was under the membership amount. Okay, and that those are in the thousands. So you go through the mailing list, find out who sent in $5, $10. These are supporters of KPFK, but they didn't come up to the membership level,
which is 25.
Right, which is 25. Which doesn't matter. If you're not going to vote, there's no reason to not give less or more or whatever. Okay, so that's where she's getting her number of thousands. And Julie Rodriguez and I, who are on the PNB Election Review Committee, came up with a proposal for the PNB Election Review Committee regarding and that was to send out a mailing to people who had donated a lesser amount or had shown support for the station, but they would have to have done so twice in the past in two separate years, which would keep those fee waivers from being able to be stacked by, it would make it very difficult for it to be stacked by McDonald's or
some
wacko group in a single instance. So that's a little bit of the history of it. Now, I think Madeline was next on the stack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm being close to the station and knowing how stretched people are already, I hesitate to make a demand that we may or may not act upon to the subscription department. I think that the most fruitful thing we can do is among us reach some consensus that we could report to Eva so she knows how we're progressing. But they took Terry away from development conference this weekend and he had to drop work that he still has to do. So I'm really concerned about what we lay upon the station without it having been passed. So, but I do think it would be helpful to have a conversation and let Eva know what we got to. And then she can decide maybe what she wants to do based upon that. But the station is understaffed. And it really is,
especially in this area.
What are you actually saying? I'm saying we should tell them to prepare a mailing. I'm against that because that's going to make work that they don't have time to do.
Okay.
And
I'd
rather that they just knew where we
stood. Harrison, actually, you've had a stand up for some time.
What I was referring to and when I said 20. What's clear is that if we do not act now, there will not be any mailing on the following the suggestion that Eva made. I think it's important that we reach out to the people who have already proven that they are committed to Pacifica and indicated that they do not have sufficient funds to meet the minimum requirements. I think there is zero probability that that group of people will constitute a block that is from the Crystal Cathedral or somewhere else. So what I think we're looking at is whether or not we're going to reach out for people or not for this election, or whether we're going to have any fee waiver process at all, again, in this election. So I clearly think that we can craft a something that can go to the election supervisor so this can be, in fact, be underway so that a few people can reply in time, which is not, most of these people will not reply within a couple of days, which is what's going to happen, because it's going to take time to produce this mailing. It's going to take time to get it approved at national. By the time it goes out, there will probably only be 2 weeks, and that means mail in two directions. So people will probably have a window of a couple of days to respond. So I think this is, we are only probably out of those thousands, only 100 or so will in fact qualify.
Okay.
I agree with you, Kristen. That's exactly what I was going to say, and that's why I feel like we need to vote on this now, and we all need to be very aware of what it means to people who cannot spend $25 to become members. And what Grace was talking about, there can be other ways that they can, even if they don't have time or they live very far away and they can't come to the station, there might be other ways for them to do volunteer work from home, or and that could be, that could also, you know, we could have a fee waiver, and at the same time it put in the letter saying, you know, we understand that that you can't give $25, or that you can't, that you live too far away to come into the station, and there are other ways that you can help, and just give people the opportunity to still participate with KPFK in one way or another, but give them also the opportunity to have a fee waiver.
Leslie,
I think I support Niall's idea, which is not far from Eve's idea, which is not far from Grace's idea. My own only modification to that would be that they cannot contribute 3 hours before on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be clear.
That's why we need to see
that as the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they can't get in before the time they get the mailing and on the 31st, which is 3 hours, they do in fact qualify for membership.
Right.
Harry, thanks.
Harry?
No, I got a message from Roger Manning, the Secretary of the National Board yesterday. Urgent, sent out to all the LSC secretaries asking for a reply indicating what the status of our fee waiver policy is. And I'd like to give them a nice response. So I don't think it's that difficult, and I think we should move ahead on it.
Okay, Israel.
If we want to propose, just to reiterate, because I could see from what Niall said that it wasn't completely understood. Bill DiEugenio and myself. Met with Eva. And Eva's plan was to send out a mailing to all people on the KPFK member list who had expressed interest in KPFK or had donated any sum under the membership level. Okay, that was Eva's idea. Okay. Julie Rodriguez, Bill Gallegos, and myself had a separate meeting without Eva there. I was concerned about people being able to conduct an election. We came up with a compromise that the only people who would be sent letters would be people who had contributed twice in two separate years, two separate calendar
starting
years.
Starting when and ending when?
Well, that's all decent.
From August 31 of this year's travel.
No, it's who? No, but it's who that the letter gets sent to. Okay? The letter would only be sent to people who fit that criteria. All that we decided.
Israel.
Israel.
I think you need to have from as far as that where we can have them. And maybe some of you are, but I'm not clear on what these deadlines and statements, what they really represent. And I think I'd like to know more. For example, the question of how many people there are in this category you're talking about, that Eva's talking about. What alternatives there are? What should be the pool? Why shouldn't there be an announcement on the air saying, inviting people who can't afford, et cetera, to apply? In short, the whole matter of the pool, how this thing is handled, needs to be discussed. Not in a moment or two, not in 5 minutes, before we come to any decision. And that decision should be with the full body of the board, not just by a handful here. But I'm against strongly our making a vote here today. And I hear the urgencies, but I want to have more factual basis, which could be obtained if not today, then certainly tomorrow, about what is the deadline, how do you know it is, why is it, can it be postponed?
Okay,
sure.
Okay,
we need to know those things, and they're knowable easily.
A long time, but she wants to make a motion.
No, I have one more. She
personally, I'm in favor of fee waivers. I'm just concerned about how it lands at the station. It takes a lot to look through the database and pull out the people you're suggesting. And then, if we offer them volunteer opportunities, who's going to find them at the station? It's fine when the premiums come in, but they still have to be ordered. You see how boxed up they are in the subscriptions department where all of this comes through? So I'm really concerned. I think fee waivers are important, but I'm concerned how this is going to land at the station. And I think we're going to ask more. I think it's appropriate to talk to Eva, but sometimes Eva doesn't know what she's asking of other people. So that's my concern. I'm in favor of fee waivers, but how we're going about this, and if it's something we can legitimately, you know, implement, is a real concern. Because I'm there a lot, and I see how work gets done and what's on the list. So
what's your suggestion?
I think we're in a bind. I think we have too little time to do this, but somehow we could maybe do. And when Harrison was saying maybe only 100 people, do you see how much money and time we would be spending at the station to get 100 fee waivers? I mean, it's important, but how we do this? That's my real concern. I'm basically in favor of it,
right.
But we're not seeing, when you say volunteer opportunities. When these people call, who are they going to talk to? And what are they going to be given to do?
Is there something you want to say that's relevant?
Well, wait a minute. Is she on the staff or what?
No, but
she has to point the good people
in elections. I have to clarify what you're supposed to do today. All you can do really today, the best thing you can say is that the KVFKLC is a proposal that we will work out a way to provide fee waivers so that people who have contributed less then the $25 that we have set or is set by the National Board can have a chance to write to the station and say, only that, I contributed that amount of money and I cannot volunteer. And that has to come in by August 31st. So you're not asking a huge amount if you publicize it, but you're not even asked to do the details yet. All you're doing is sending to the Pacifica National Election Board person who is very open and amenable to this, that you as the LSB have made a proposal that you will deal with fee waivers in a timely fashion for this election.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Niall wanted to make a motion.
Okay.
On how that works.
I think my time.
Okay. Jan. Okay. I think that the concept of a fee waiver this year only for people who have contributed twice in the past or have volunteered and contributed, like maybe volunteered 1 year, contributed one, if there's a way to do that. No, forget that. Okay, contributed twice in two different years in the past. If we're going to do a recommendation with regard to fee waivers right now, that Well, no, no. I mean, I've had what's-his-face Terry pull out all kinds of
at
stuff.
At what cost?
No, it, should
no,
say,
it wasn't. If the data is in the computer, it should take no more than 5 minutes.
It's really hard to get the list. And I even...
Nemesis can get that.
He can get it out pretty easily. Because
I have used lots of stuff in the last...
Two separate years.
Why not in the past?
Within the last 10 years. In other words, at any point that our database goes back in two separate years, that they've donated money of any sort, that way we really insulate ourselves from, you know, a stacking procedure, and we include all the people who have shown an interest, and that we make it clear that this is for this year only, and that in the future, and we tell these people, in the future, you can donate time, or you can donate this money, that we not advertise it in the, you know, on the air, and so forth. And speaking of the Crystal Cathedral, I mean, I have been involved in a lawsuit, yes, with the Crystal Cathedral taking over the Hollywood Bowl Easter Sunrise Service, and then, you know, raising money for themselves. I mean, it was horrible, and litigation goes on about this still, because two whole boards were elected. I mean, it was just a mess. So the point is that this is a real threat. It's not just like some imaginary threat. And
the same has happened, by the way, with a number of neighborhood councils, where business interests have staffed the neighborhood council.
Yeah.
So it is a legitimate concern.
So you put that in your
but it's not a concern for this year because we already have the donor base.
It is a concern.
Well, I'm saying if we have the donor base,
2,000 Portuguese fishermen donate $3 each, before the deadline. It is a concern.
So we say in the past.
Existing people who donate.
Right.
We're not talking about. She wants to be clear.
That are already in the database.
People are already in the database. We're not adding people.
And that we make it clear with our resolution that this is what we're doing for this year only, and it's not going to have a precedent for next year.
I have a motion in front of me. Perhaps we can work around.
Can I have a point of clarification on what you just said? Okay. The last thing you just said, what are you proposing? Are you proposing that the issue has to be completely revisited again then next year?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we started early, so that we're not in this position.
Then I would say that if you're going to make that...
Are you on the stack? Are we out of order?
No, I want a point of clarification on what she just said. Because I think, you're going to make the proposal, aren't you?
Well, maybe she hasn't.
Okay, all right, fine.
There is a motion
I have a motion. Of course, is any motion open to amendment? It is slightly different than what you proposed, but I think it incorporates a lot of what you said. That is that we move that station management broadcast on air and send letters informing the sponsors who have contributed less than the minimum for membership since the spring 2003 fund drive, in order to make it a little easier on staff, have the option for membership for this year if they attest they cannot contribute 3 hours of volunteer time before August 31st.
Or less than the 25th.
Can I respond to that?
Haven't done that.
Leslie, can you read it again?
Okay, can I respond to that?
That's totally not what she said.
Okay, no. That's not what Eva's intention was. Eva's intention was to go back 10 years, whatever it is.
And it's easy to do it on the database. It's very easy.
We're going to get the shove people in if we go back that far.
You know what? There's the shove people. There's the pre-shove people. Because then you're excluding people who have been out of order. If you do it the last 2 years, you're excluding people who turned off the radio with shove.
But these are people.
But that were here before. And I just disagree
with that.
All right,
guys, you got to be on the stack.
Okay, sorry.
Leslie, are you proposing a motion?
I am proposing a motion. I'd like to respond by saying that people who have not contributed anything in the past year are going to get preference over people who've never contributed. That makes no sense to me at all. Somebody contributed 10 years ago, 15 years ago, suddenly gets to be a member. Someone who didn't contribute this year,
this year.
This year and one other year. that would solve the problem.
Terry?
I have substitute motion.
Okay. Hopping off of mine.
Well, I'm getting yours for the record.
Okay.
If that's in order?
Yes. All right.
We're still in discussion. We haven't returned to Robert's rules process.
No. I don't have a second for my motion. So.
We're not in a Robert's rules process, are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We are. We're back.
Once someone proposes a motion, we'll start in the process of dealing with a motion. Go ahead.
Resolve that regular KPFK listeners who are unable to afford the $25 membership fee and unable to volunteer at least 3 hours of labor should have these requirements waived, and that to implement this policy, those individuals who have donated at least $10 to KPFK in any 2 years but are not current members shall be sent invitations by postal mail by which they may apply for a waiver of monetary and labor membership requirements.
Why 2 years? I keep asking that. I only have to contribute 1 year to get the vote.
Right. I like 2 years because it means regular, that they've been around a while. They're not.
But if I have $25, I can call me tomorrow.
Okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
All you're doing is upping the ante.
All you're doing there is upping
the
ante.
Okay.
Second, secretary.
Okay, the question has been called. All in favor? Are we working on the substitute?
No, the substitute. I seconded the substitute.
Okay, we're calling the question on the substitute motion. All in favor of the substitute motion?
No. We're closing the debate.
Did you say for the year 2004? Did you put that in there?
I didn't specify. There's no specific year.
There's no years at all. You get the voter
call. Oh, I think it ought to have this year because I don't want this to be an on. It should have a sunset.
Okay.
Does the years of 2004?
Has contributed since spring sundown of 2003.
So let's just turn down the call of the question
over the past
adjusted.
Year.
All right. Terry, can you read your motion again since there's some confusion about
it? Resolve that regular KPFK listeners who are unable to afford the $25 membership fee and unable to volunteer at least 3 hours of labor should have these requirements waived, and that to implement this policy, those individuals who have donated at least $10 to KPFK in any two years, mm-hmm. but are not current members, shall be sent invitations by postal mail by which they may apply for a waiver of monetary and labor membership requirements.
Okay. The question's already been called.
Point of information.
You can call point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Terry, you deliberately have no baseline in your motion.
It could be 2 years since the
whole thing. So you go back and finish as long as they have the record.
Wherever the record says. Whatever the record says.
Okay.
Call the question.
We've called the question. It's been seconded. All in favor of ending debate on Terry's substitute motion, raise your hand.
Ending debate.
Oh, we're ending the vote to end debate?
End debate. Question has been called to end debate. All in favor of ending debate, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Not more.
Four. Okay. All opposed to ending debate, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Abstentions?
Me too.
Abstentions? Okay. All right. The motion failed. Going back.
Wasn't it a tie?
No. Well, so now we're not calling the question, so we go back to discussion.
No.
So now we go back to discussion. So now we go back to discussion of his and a motion to amend would be in order, right?
My point was real simple. Chris, the cathedral could come in with.
Let's do a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm coming with a member of the $25 next week.
At least KPFK is richer by it.
Mm. And they get to spend it. Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear it because everyone spends their own money.
It doesn't happen very often.
On the other hand, we're telling people that they have to have contributed twice in some unknown period of time, which is going to be a record-keeping nightmare.
It's not a
record change. It's not a
record.
I see no reason why we can't limit it to people who've contributed in the past year. for this year only, reopen the discussion next year, and let's just do it. Let's just do it as simply and cleanly as possible.
Okay, who's next?
Madeline. Madeline.
Yeah.
You're here.
Okay, so one reason I'm concerned about how far we go in this conversation, it started with just us. You know, it wasn't like the other committee reports that came out of more people present. But I do think it's good if we establish some things that we agree upon that we can tell Eva about, bring to the next meeting. I don't know. And I'm concerned about what's doable and what's not with the station. Like Roger said, it's okay to pull out 2 years, like you're in Bill Gallegos. That's not hard to pull out of the computer. I think that's
a safer
way to go.
But to go back 10 years, or...
That's not the range is tough.
So, however, Terry's was open-ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry was infinity.
Yeah.
It goes back to about 1984.
I mean, I work with that database because I answer questions. I know about it.
I would suggest from Susan's experience simply to make an arbitrary, boundary of no more than 5 years.
But I would guess
that will be not that tougher. Terry come up with an agent.
But I don't want us to do something that we'll regret. I want us to make waivers possible, get to some point.
Maybe make this as a suggestion
and
see what the response is both from Eva and Terry.
Right, and not something that we'll regret and that the rest of the board will object to. I think we have to be really careful. So those are my concerns.
Okay,
what's next?
Thanks.
Jan and David. The database basically goes back to about 1984 that's manipulable. That's pretty easily.
Pardon?
I can't hear.
I think that making it just the last year cuts out a lot of people who are strong listeners, who listen for a very long period, and it really narrows it if you're going to try to implement fee waivers. I am totally opposed to doing it on the air, and then you create a lot of confusion. We have a database. We should use our database and invite people specifically so that we don't create a lot more confusion. Because then you're inviting a person to and I think we can say go back 10 years very easily.
Have you been in there?
Okay.
You know what the database looks like?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, with the lawsuit, I had this.
You know, people that don't get letters.
I would even be willing to say one donation. I mean, I would be more in favor of saving one donation over 10 years, during the last 10 years, than putting it on the air and, just inviting an avalanche of questions.
So you're cutting out all the people who donated memberships,
Okay, David.
What do you mean?
David.
Yeah, I mean, that point's well taken. Why is it if you gave less than $25, you have 10 years' worth of eligibility, but if you gave more, you were cut off from less than one year?
Good, okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all. I think that I don't like the opening statement of the thing, which basically throws it completely open. I don't mind the part that says, okay, we have 2 years, but I mind saying, yeah, if you don't give anything and you didn't volunteer, it's still okay. You're still eligible, and to deal with that this year, we do this other thing. I don't agree with that statement. I think it's a lot more complicated. So, and I would like to amend it to say that they have given some amount of money, at least either $5 or $10, I don't know, let's say at least $5 in the last year, and in addition have given in one other year over the last 10.
Harrison. And can you add in 2004 that it's for this year?
All right, Harrison.
2004.
No,
Jen.
Wait a second. Harrison.
Which
Are you amending Leslie's
motion? No, I'm amending Carrie's.
No, Carrie's motion failed.
No, no, it didn't. What failed was calling the question.
No, calling the question. I want to say that they've donated over $5 in the past year and at least one other year over the last 10, and strike the opening clause.
And could you add for 2004 only?
Yes.
Because otherwise, would you add for 2004 only? Okay.
Would that be breaking my 2 years?
No.
The last.
Okay. Next year. Harrison. Harrison.